Dominus vobis cum.
Et cum spiritu tuum.
Sequentia Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
In illo tempore missus angelus Gabriela Deo in civitate Galilee, qui nove Nazareth, da Virgine desponsata viro, qui nomen eran Jose, de Domo Davide, nomen Virginis Maria. Ed ingressus angelus ad eam dixi, dave gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus. So, dear friends, the great feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it's a great moment to remember us the greatness of the feast. Where is Mary in this intertitle, Immaculate Conception, and also the consequences for us, for our life, which is this dogma of the Immaculate Conception. First, according to the introit, we were singing, the Church is giving thanks to God because God freed Mary from his enemies, her enemies. That goes back to the promise of the prophecy in the Apocalypse, when after the sin of Adam and Eve, God promised that will be placed enmity, perpetual enmity between the seed of the Immaculate Virgin Mary and against the devil and the children of the devil. So this enmity supposes war, supposes aversion, an opposition, one against the other. So this is why it's impossible for Mary to have been, for even an instant, under the power of the devil. This is because St. Augustine says the following: original sin make us born of the family of the devil. It's a very important concept. She had immunity against whatever is sinful or whatever is from the devil. So she said in the Lourdes, very clear in this, before the solemn definition of the Immaculate Conception, she said, "I am the Immaculate Conception, this is my name." It what describes her the best, the better. I am the Immaculate Conception. So her dignity as Mother of God excludes all sin whatsoever. So nothing could separate her from God at all. She was impeccable, not even defects or imperfections. So the beauty that God gave to Mary is reflected in those beautiful words that the Blessed Virgin Mary gave to Saint Catherine Labore: "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." So we have recourse to the Immaculate Conception. This is what it means to grab, to find in her all graces all the treasures of God. So we appeal to this beauty of Mary, this purity, this grandeur, so that she will intercede for us before God. Another point, very important point to remember, is that the first apparition of Our Lady Guadalupe was happened on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Very, very few people know this. And she was clothed with the sun, stepping upon the moon, which is the symbol of the serpent in Mexico, Mexican history, with the stars in her mantle in heaven, with the cross on her chest, saying those words to us: I am here not, I who are your mother, are you not under my protection? Why are you so fearful? Sickness should not be worrying to you. She said to Saint John, Saint John Diego, is there by chance anything else you need beside myself? This is the greatest, the greatest summary of this feast. The grandeur of Mary saying to us, is there by chance anything else at all you need besides myself? So we see, after that we see her in Fatima, all in white, reflecting her purity. She's ever pure Virgin Mary, announcing her triumph coming, but first wanting us, we were giving the message to us from God, and God wanted us to dedicate our life to Mary, to be devout to her, to pray the rosary. So when we say the rosary, when we say the words full of grace, meaning she's full of grace from the very first instant of her conception, during her Immaculate Conception. She never stopped growing in grace. So she was always directed towards God completely, as He blesses in heaven. So we direct ourselves to these treasures of Mary, graces, Immaculate Conception, and Hail Mary. It's after greeting her, Hail Mary, we again, in the title of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, we said, we appeal to this grandeur of beauty and purity and Immaculate Conception of Mary, so that God is going to grant us through her what we are asking. So we appeal to her fullness of grace. And when we say, the Lord with thee, so we see that from the very beginning to eternity, the Lord is with Mary. Always having with Mary, from the whole eternity, in her thought, at least. In his thought, Mary was, exactly what the epistle explains of today, the epistle of today, that from the very beginning I was in the mind of God, in the wisdom of God, and knowing that she will be the masterpiece, the mother of his own mother. So this treasure of graces in the Hail Mary, offering to us Jesus coming to us through her, to be with her for the whole eternity. We see there all the mysteries of Mary as mother, as mediatrix, as co-redemptrix, as the ever Virgin Mary. So when we say, blessed art thou amongst women, we remember that she is the life as the mother, the one who gives life to Jesus the head and to each one of us, the members of his body. as opposed to Eve. Eve, who in the plan of God was to have the children in original justice, was born in sanctifying grace. Well, what she failed to do is now doing Mary, our mother. So she was given to us her blessed fruit, Jesus, through her. She's the mediatrix of all graces. It's why we pray in the second half of the Hail Mary, no? Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. So she is the intermediary, the mediatrix every moment. The one who has all the graces and all the protection, all the power to bring us to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the mystery of grace. Immaculate Conception, conceived without sin from the original sin, also means that she was conceived in grace. And we know that the ministration of grace belongs to the Holy Ghost, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is why it is said that the Blessed Virgin Mary has the mission of the Holy Ghost on earth to sanctify us, to give us grace, the grace from God. So she is that fountain of grace from which come the sacraments, even the holy sacrifice of the Mass, of the cross. Mass, because Mass, the grace of Mass passed through her hands, as was reflected in the fourth joyful mystery, the Blessed Virgin Mary, together with Saint Joseph, offering the child Jesus in the temple. Reflecting how from the hands of Mary, God the Father received his Son as a sacrifice. So everything comes from Mary. So our Lord was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost through Mary, and Mary, by Mary. So everything passed through her blessed hands. So this is why we see now, either we are children of Mary in grace, or we are children of the devil in apostasy. As we see today in apostasy, we basically the working against Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why one of the greatest teachings of our Lord is be like little children. Meaning that we dedicate ourselves to Mary, to live in her, to think in her, to please her, to belong to her completely. As the exemplary cause of all creation, Mary, that we see in the Epistle of today. So we can say that Mary is the secret of salvation, of grace, of joy, of happiness, of peace, of wisdom, of fortitude, and perseverance. All that we need. So how much grace we will have depends ultimately on how much we are far from sin and close to Mary. It's extremely important. Especially because traditionalists today, they think that by having the Mass and the sacraments and many priests will suffice for them to win the graces that they need for salvation. Wrong, because they come from Mary, from grace. So grace comes from Mary, and in the measure we are close to Mary and far from sin, in that measure we are receiving graces. Even if we receive sacraments every day, we will not receive graces as much if we are not disposed.